praise or recognition for doing good work. 5. Does my superior or someone else at work seem to care about me as a person? 6. Is there someone at work who encourages my development? 7. Do the opinions I have count at work? 8. Does the mission or purpose of my company make me feel that my job is important? 9. Are my coworkers committed to doing quality work? 10. Do I have a best friend at work? 11. In the past 6 months, has someone at work talked to me about my progress? 12. This last year, have I had opportunities at work to learn and grow? The 12 questions above are the most accurate and easiest way to assess a workplace. In the case that the answer to all questions is yes, then it is highly likely the workplace environment is ideal or close to it. The employees who answered yes will most likely want to stay at the company and will work well. Certain policies were identified as being important to most employees and, as such, were removed from the analysis. These were pay, benefits, organizational structure, and also senior management. The 12 questions were tested by surveying 24 companies and, within them, 2,500 business units. The following was found. Point. Employees who had more positive responses to the questions above worked in businesses which had higher productivity levels, retention, profit, and also customer satisfaction. Point. The employees rated questions in a different way depending on the business unit they worked in and not the particular company. The conclusion arrived at was, immediate managers always made a bigger impact, even more than the company as a whole. Certain compensation policies, such as pay raises, training, and other perks, were frequently used to retain the best employees, but turnover is chiefly a managerial matter. Employees' retention rates and productivity are directly linked to how good a relationship they have with their managers. Managers can work the 12 questions in a certain order to assist employees to rise in their respective careers and positions. Point. Question number 1 and question number 2 help employees understand essential work expectations as well as offerings at work. Point. Question number 3 to question number 6 focus on self-worth and self-esteem through understanding individual performances and receiving recognition from other people. Point. Question number 7 to question number 10 signal if an employee is right for the position or not, and also for the company. Point. Question number 11 and question number 12 signify career prospects. Employees who answer every question with a yes are in an ideal work environment. A good manager knows that needs at the lower levels must be addressed before dealing with the higher levels. A great manager knows that the heart of a strong, vibrant workplace is found in questions 1 to 6. Great managers understand that in order to be really effective with regard to the first 6 questions, they must point, set expectations that are consistent for all employees. Point, treat each individual differently. Point, match specific roles to abilities and talents. Point. Challenge their employees. Point. Recognize, acknowledge, and care about individual accomplishments. Point. Know when to terminate an individual if it is necessary. Quote. We had discovered that the manager, not pay, benefits, perks, or a charismatic corporate leader, was the critical player in building a strong workplace. The manager was the key. Buckingham and Kaufman. Chapter 2. The Wisdom of Great Managers. A great manager understands that there are differences in